we sort of got 17-10 up, and it was all us. And then they built back into the game, and the last 5-10 minutes was all them up against our line. So, yeah, just a bit of nous used to close the game out.
Good defensive display, presumably.
Yeah, really good. It was off line-out drives, and there's always speculation for whether penalties are right or wrong, and whether the amount of penalties that were given should have led to a penalty try, and ultimately they have the win. But I think, having watched the DVD, the referee got it about right on the day.
Psychologically, to beat the side second in the league, of course, that doesn't do any harm.
No, I said last week, after two losses as well, it would be the way to get the show back on the road, and we certainly did that.
You said last week as well, your three games between then and Christmas, if you see what I mean, and three winnable matches. Well, you're one third of the way there.
Yeah, I mean, Leicester Lions, I don't think the club history up there is great, but obviously we had a good win against them earlier in the season. They've been struggling with some player retention, so hopefully get up there and continue our good vein of form now that we've found it again and put a good score against them.
It's all about momentum, really.
It is, yeah. I said if we could win these three games before Christmas, that would tee us up nicely for the second half of the season. Bearing in mind, we aren't really suffering from injury at the moment either, which is a completely different kettle of fish to where we were this time last year.
Yes, that makes a refreshing change.
It does indeed, yeah. And we've still got selection issues, you know, head scratches in every position, which is great.
Leicester Lions, then, what sort of a game would you anticipate them playing?
When they're on form, they've got a very good back three. Centres are able to feed the wingers and the fullback to good effect, and they like to spread the ball to them. When they played here, their front five was struggling, and that's what we sort of targeted as usual. And with our added spice in the backs, we managed to do a bit of good stuff out there as well and get some tries on the board.
Presumably, then the message will be when you get off the bus, as it were, hit them hard early on up front. You know, give yourself that platform, really.
Yeah, it never really changes, but hit hard up front and just try and limit our mistakes, because I think where they punish us is in open play, where we sort of turn the ball over and they're able to run back at us. So just lessen those mistakes.
It's all about being there or thereabouts come the turn of the year initially, isn't it? And then hopefully building for a strong second half.
Yeah, I think so. The way the table's panning out, if we can get in the top four by Christmas, I think that's where the divide's going to come. There's already a bit of a points gap between us and Stockport now, who are chasing us. So if we could just step up again with the top few teams playing each other in the next couple of weeks, then hopefully top four and looking on after Christmas.
I know every coach I ever talk to or director of rugby says it's always one game at a time, but then just before Christmas you've got Bromsgrove here, which of course is as near as you get to a derby game, really. Fair dues to them. They've seemed to settle down well. They're so comfortably mid-table.
Yeah, they have. They had a bit of a glitch after a good start, but they've got a good home record. It's very similar to what we did last year, I think. They're sort of targeting their home games and playing well. They've got a young side that are coming on together, coming strong. And yeah, they're just settling down. They welcomed a guy back in the back row from injury. They lost Drew Harper, who'd been doing good things to them for them early on. He went up to Moseley to try his luck there. But like I said, they've welcomed a couple back from injury, and they've sort of cemented their place mid-table.
It almost suggests there's, if you like, a little bit of a logjam at the top of the National League. Three millers, you've come up and more than established yourselves. Bromsgrove are well on the way towards doing that. So clearly the quality is there in the league below.
Yeah, I think it's good. I think there's some fresh teams coming through. Like you say, the likes of ourselves and Bromsgrove. Obviously, at the bottom end of the table above, are Stourbridge and Birmingham. So, you know, within a couple of years, we might have more of these so-called derby games. It might be a good thing for the local rugby to sort of change the power within.
I was just thinking on the way down here, about 12 months ago now, we were staring out across there and it was frozen rock solid. So in terms of, you know, preparation for games, it must be a whole lot easier this time around.
Oh, it certainly is, yeah. I mean, we haven't had many training nights where it's the rain's coming in sideways or the sleet or indeed the ground's frozen yet. And as we look out now, it's blue skies and the sun is shining. So bodes well for a good run over Christmas. Like you said, that Bromsgrove game is important on two fronts. One for us on a rugby front, secondly on a commercial front. You know, it's a local derby game, we're expecting a big crowd. And it's that festive spirit will hopefully put some money across the bar.